Good morning. We're continuing with the Hilchos Shabbos, a Kol Tes, Siman Zayin, and today's share is sponsored anonymously. It's a shus for those in Yichuduchim. So one might wonder, based on what we're saying, that we have all of the normal leniencies which apply to the Rabbanon do not apply to Malachos Shein Hashiach L'Gufo. So other than whether it's a Derais or a Rabbanon, which may be relevant, Mashiach comes, does one bring a korban, chatos, in these situations, where was Allah Hashem and Sikh Lugufo? So according to the Rambam, he would. If he did a b'shoig, he'd be chai b'chatos. According to the psak of most b'shoigim, and seemingly the psak of the Shulchan Aruch, one would not bring a chatos for Allah Hashem and Sikh Lugufo. Are there any nafkaminas which we have nowadays, considering the fact that we do not use any of the leniencies of Malachos Shein Hashiach L'Gufo in regards to the fact that it's the Rabbonim? So the answer is yes, and it's still relevant, and there's a few examples where it's relevant. Even though we do not use Mir L'Akum on Malachos Shein Hashiach L'Gufo, but in regards to the ideas we discussed before of trade Rabbonim, the concept of Psik Reisha on a double Rabbonim, we do use Malachos Shein Hashiach L'Gufo in that regard. Another place where this plays out is in the rule where lo aleinu, where a person has to be mechal Shabbos, and we say there's a concept known as a kal kurdim. If we can minimize the person's avera that he has to do on Shabbos, we have to do so, unless it's the danger is imminent, and trying to minimize would in some way enhance or expand the danger. But assuming that that's not so, a person should try and minimize the barriers that one is doing. So we can't do the kal kurdim. So obviously, if we have a choice between doing a drabonon and doing a deraisa, one should choose doing a drabonon. Malachos Shein Hashiach L'Gufo. Now, we've discussed before the definition of Malachos Shein Hashiach L'Gufo is something that a person would prefer, according to Rashi. That shouldn't be the situation, should not be. A person has no need for the malach itself. He's just trying to deal with the situation and get past it. He doesn't actively want this type of situation. So the price can assume, in the case of a person, Lo aleinu, is forced to be mechal Shabbos, to a threat of life, which was very common. People were conscripted into the armies. If they deserted or refused to do orders, they would be killed. So they were forced to be mechal Shabbos. So the Rosh Yosef, which is the Prima Gadim, his sefer on Masechta Shabbos, the Pnei Yeshua, the Marik, the Marsham, and others, assume a fascinating idea that any work which a person does under duress has to do with malacha and tzricha l'gufa, because the person has no interest in doing the malacha per se. He's doing it to get out of the situation of the danger. So the malacha which a person does under duress would have a dinner with the rabbanon. So for one example, which they play out the question, a person has a choice between he was given the option of going out and fighting with the army at the front, where it's very possible Shabbos he would not be forced to do any work, depending on the situation, but the food would not be kosher. There's no kosher food available, or he can stay behind and work in the office, and there'd be kosher food available, but he would be forced to work by riding in the office, even on Shabbos, and there would be no way getting around that. So you have on the one hand Chilul Shabbos, on the other hand you have eating treif of food. Shabbos is more chomer than treif of food, so the logic would be that a person should better go to the front, where he's not being mechal Shabbos, but not necessarily the front, but out in the machana, where they were not an active battle at that point in time, so there wasn't malacha deraisa involved, or at least possibly there will not be malacha deraisa involved. Even though he's going to eat treif, that's still better than be mechal Shabbos. But these poskim all said that's incorrect, because that which he works in the office under duress is a malacha and it's only drabanan. and he has kosher foods. He ends up with kosher food and only chilul Shabbos Rabbanim. If he goes out to the machana, out to where the encampments are, he'll be body eating shayfa food, and he might be the chilul Shabbos again will be under duress and only the Rabbanim, but he might be body eating shayfa food. It's better you should eat kosher food and be mechal Shabbos Rabbanim than eat Isurim Deraisa. So that's a fascinating application of the concept of Malachos and Yisrael Gufo. How far you take this idea of the person, obviously right now he wants to write because he wants to be safe. If he doesn't write, they're going to kill him. But he doesn't need the actual work of the writing. Let's say a situation where a person is trying to save a chayla, and they want to do this work to save the chayla, so they want this work. Because this is what's going to save the challah. That would be called Malachat Shichal Gufa, not Malachat Shichal Gufa. Have a good day.